Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's Wednesday, it's time for a quick Disney Plus News Roundup. When we talk about Indiana Jones, we're going to talk about some new international originals and much more. But before we go any further, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news, and also hit that like button as well. Okay, so let's kick things off talking about Indiana Jones, because today is a big new release day, because all four of the classic films have been added onto Disney Plus around the world, just ahead of Dial of Destiny arriving at the end of June in cinemas. So all four films have been added. There was also a special look at behind the scenes of how they made the upcoming Dial of Destiny film. Also in the United States and in Canada, they got the Indiana Jones series. Unfortunately, not every country got this one. I don't know why, but there must have been some licensing issues. So if you wanted to watch that series, unfortunately, it's just in the US and Canada right now. But hopefully it does get added later. You'll also find Indiana Jones Collection on Disney Plus, though it seems a little bit dodgy of how you get into it. It's not fully been added onto the all collections yet. I suspect it'll be done pretty soon. But yeah, you'll find all of the films and the series and the making of in there. Plus also, I suspect we will see the Dial of Destiny film added into it when that gets added to Disney Plus later this year, once it's done its theatrical run. So obviously a big new release on Disney Plus with that one. So that's definitely a great release for today. But if you're going to be watching the Indiana Jones films, let me know in the comments below. Moving on from there, let's now talk about some new international originals, because Disney has announced a whole host of them are going to be coming to Disney Plus around the world in June. And I suspect these are going to end up being on Hulu in the United States. Okay, so let's kick things off talking about the Korean reality series, The Zone Survival Mission. We've already had the first season released, but now we can expect the second season to drop on June the 14th. Again, internationally Disney Plus, Hulu in the United States. On the same day, on June the 14th, we're getting a brand new Turkish original series called Search. This series tells the story of Nisan, who is unhappy, sick, lost woman trapped inside of the hustle of city life, discovering a shady cult in a search for a friend who has disappeared after a healing session that they attended together. Despite all her doubts, Nisan can't turn a blind eye to the cult's promises and follows a mysterious man, Turfan, into the adventure full of the unknowns. Also on the same day, we're going to be getting a brand new German series called Farm Rebellion, which is a documentary all about an investment banker who gets into farming and wants to change the world, and kind of goes for a whole host of different experiments just trying to improve food. So that's obviously interesting if you're into food documentaries and stuff. So if you're going to be checking that one out, let me know. Then coming out a week later on the 23rd of June, we're going to be in a brand new South Korean thriller series called Revenant, which is all about a young woman who has been possessed by a demon as a mysterious death starts happening around her. A professor in Korea folklore who is able to see demons recognizes the demon as the same one that killed his mother in his childhood, and his knowledge and abilities become vital in saving the woman and those around her. So lots of interesting stuff arriving on Disney Plus around the world. Kind of these international originals continue to keep rolling out. So lots of different options there. But if you're going to be checking any of these, let me know in the comments below. Also, with it being Wednesday, we've got some new content. Obviously, in the United States, it was primarily just the Indiana Jones content, but there was some additional stuff released internationally. We got the third episode of the Australian series, The Clearing. So I want to watch that one later today. The first two episodes I watched just before my vacation. Thought it was fantastic, so I'm looking forward to watching that one. That is in addition to, we got the finale of Grey's Anatomy and Station 19 here in the UK, also in Australia. So I'm slowly working my way through. I've been just... That shows they I kind of get round to them. It seems to take me ages to finish, because episodes, I think after like 19 years, the impact of watching them as fast as you can kind of disappears. But so that's pretty interesting. Also today we did get some other new Star originals released around the world, including About Sasha and The Actress. Plus here in the United Kingdom, we also got the second season of Single Drunk Female. And in Canada, they got the finale of Saint X, a fantastic series that's going to be coming onto Disney Plus here in the UK and in Australia next week. So definitely check that one out. And there was also a new episode of the FX series Class of 09. But let me know what you're going to be watching on Disney Plus today in the comments below. In our comment of the day, come from Fanboy Universe. He says, "Hi Roger, since Disney Plus will have Hulu content next year, if Disney Plus and Hulu do fully merge, do you think they might change the app like Warner Brothers did to the streaming service? I ain't talking about just the name of Disney Plus, but maybe changing the colour a little bit, and whatever they might do, what are your thoughts?" Okay, so this is pretty interesting. So obviously the Disney Plus app is going to need to be updated when they add in the Hulu tile in the US, and obviously it's going to have all this whole bundle stuff. And I suspect at some point in the future, once they've completed the purchase from Comcast, they would end up just doing a full merger together of Hulu and Disney Plus in the US, similar to what we've seen with Paramount and with Showtime, and we're probably going to see something very similar happen with Max and Discovery Plus. I think at some point Discovery Plus will probably get eased out. So I think we are obviously going to go through a rebranding. It will probably be a new version of the app. I don't think it's going to be the same way that Max launched, where it was an entirely new app and different things. I don't think they quite need to do that. They can just do an update on that one. They have been working on it for a while. They're going to want to make this as streamless as possible. Also as well, if they can update the Disney Plus app then for the rest of the world, that also opens up opportunities to start making some changes, maybe in Latin America with Star Plus. Also, like here in the UK, maybe bringing in like ESPN Plus. They've got different options, and if they can kind of make a unified version, so there's definitely that. As far as like colors and stuff, I mean, yeah, they could do. I mean, they could give Disney Plus a lick of paint and I won't be surprised by that one. You know, they have actually changed the colours before. It was purple and then it's been blue. And, you know, they keep moving things around. But yeah, I think we probably will see some minor differences. But I don't think we're going to see the same level that we saw with Max, because it's not going to be a brand new streaming service. It's just going to be changing it. They might do little adjustments in the build-up to it coming in, so it's less of a big impact. Maybe they start doing it internationally first, and then maybe, you know, Latin America before they do it in the US. But I suspect there will be a lot of like visual changes, but I don't think it's going to be quite as maybe a big upgrade as maybe as like Max was. But nevertheless, let me know what you think of all this in the comments below. Remember to go check us out over at whatson@disneyplus.com. I'll be back tomorrow with another news update. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters.